Charlie Harvey was one of 100,000 young British children sent to Canada between 1860 and 1934. These girls and boys, usually between the ages of 8 and 14, were called home children because in England they lived in safe shelters, like orphanages, which were known as homes. One of the most famous of these was Barnardo's Home. It was named after Thomas Barnardo, a man who rescued thousands of abandoned children from the streets of London. He provided them with food and shelter, schooling and training in trades. In time, Barnardo's homes began to accept children like Charlie, who was not orphaned, but whose only parent was unable to care for him. There was much poverty in Britain, particularly in London. So many children needed shelter that the homes became overcrowded quickly. Where could these children go? Where would they have a chance for a good future? They looked to Canada, which was then part of the British Empire. Canada was a healthy place to live and was badly in need of farm workers. So it was that shiploads of children began to arrive on Canada's eastern shores on their way to placement in farms and homes. Some of these children were treated cruelly, and their lives were difficult. But for many others who were welcomed and treated kindly, life in Canada was good. Showing courage, commitment, and a capacity for hard work, most home children went on to lead successful lives as productive citizens in all professions, making a significant contribution in every part of Canada. Charlie Harvey was my father, and this is his story. If I could ask him now, I know he'd say that being a home child gave him an extraordinary opportunity to have the kind of life he'd never have had in England. In writing this book, I regretted that there were many questions I never asked him. I hope the story I've woven around the known facts brings his experience to life. It is estimated that the children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren of home children number more than 12% of the people in Canada today. That means 4 million Canadians are descendants of home children. I am proud to be one of them. Maybe some of you are too. Beryl Young. John Thomas Barnardo was the best known of many people who cared about the plight of poor children in the 1800s in England. In his lifetime, he helped thousands of boys and girls, and because he believed in providing them with a new start in Canada, he also greatly increased the British influence in Canada. Born in Dublin, Ireland, in 1845, Thomas had a cruel schoolmaster he never forgot. At the age of 17, he converted to the evangelical branch of the Plymouth Brethren Church and studied medicine in London. His chance meeting with a London street urchin called Jim Jarvis changed the life of thousands of English children. So many abandoned children began arriving at his first home that one night Thomas Barnardo was forced to turn a desperate boy away. When the boy was later found dead of exposure and starvation, a sorrowful Dr. Barnardo decided he'd never again turn away a needy child. He had a sign made to go over the doorway of the home. No destitute child ever refused admission. With his waxed mustache and penetrating eyes, Dr. Barnardo was a familiar figure around London. He was a dapper 5'3" tall and always wore a silk top hat to make himself appear taller. His fiery speeches made him a popular preacher and attracted thousands of people to support the growing number of homes he set up around London. At Dr. Barnardo's, the boys were kept busy from dawn to dusk.